Welcome to the 5-Minute Artcast number 30. The 5-Minute Artcast is a 5-minute almost daily podcast that looks at the work of artists and photographers from around Yorkshire and the Dales, and through the use of online images and audio clips, hopefully give them a greater exposure and you a better understanding of their work. Today is the final picture we're covering this week from Lisa Hines. This picture is called In the Breeze.
Again, I see this as a continuation of...
This one?
No, that one.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
I see it as a continuation of the one where the larger version of her dancing, and she's really can't see the field, and the green dress comes off the edge of the picture. I see it as a smaller version of that.
Right, so this could be a close-up of this...
The same scene.
This could be the... more focusing on the movement of her body, and this one has the whole body plus the field. Yeah, it's funny because there are a diversity of movements with the ladies. There's the running ladies, and there's the falling ladies, and
there's the dancing.
Dancing ones, although I don't like to call them dancing because that. Too much implied with that, but yeah, running and falling.
And this one looks like fooling about.
Falling, I would say.
Falling, not fooling.
Yeah, falling. Well, not quite falling. Maybe nearly falling. Her hands are. I don't know really. This is mostly. Again, sometimes it's just the colour, the green and the yellow.
But she's happy again. She's in the field, the flowers, and she's waving her arms around.
Right.
And you put the texture, you've laid a dress on top of fabric.
Yeah.
And again, with this, as in most of them, there's this transparency to the dress.
Most of them, yeah, because that way you can sort of suggest the position of the body underneath the dress. And it's meant, again, just to show the strength of the ladies as well, because they are they're muscular, but they're not overly muscular. Like, you know, they're not overly athletic, but they are certainly strong.
Dancers.
Well, I don't like to call them dancers, but the dance background is going to, well, it's just going to be there.
It's going to influence
it. I don't really try to make that part of it. It just is. So they're strong. They're strong. The chiffon is kind of funny because you think of chiffon as being really wispy and feminine, and yet underneath the wispiness is this steel strength and abandon. I don't think you'd want to mess with any of these ladies, actually.
I try not to mess with any ladies.
Good idea. So this one is, I think maybe she isn't so much falling as sort of, actually she needs a bit of, well it's a bit, but anyways, flying, maybe sort of trying to fly, but not really, then that would be silly, wouldn't it? You can't fly, but,
High summer.
High summer, it is high summer, yeah, because there's no buttercups in there. The buttercups are gone. And basically you've got the grass. And I need to work more on that, but I'm going to start doing the grass when it starts to turn brown. And the buttercups are gone, except for a couple. And then the grass, it turns into these little brown sort of fuzzy
seeds.
Things at
it
the top.
It goes to seed, doesn't it?
Yeah, and so that at the top, instead of pure green, and like these are, this is spring, but in that other picture, this one, it's, instead of pure green, it's sort of green with bronze and, you know, and the sun's really low, so the sun's going to be getting the grass from the horizontal, and so it lights up the sides of the seeded fuzzy bits. This doesn't have all that, but that's the sort of, that's where this is headed, ultimately, is I'm to do some more fields that are more of the late summer with a slanted horizontal sun, and where you get those, that really, the browns and the, I haven't that's not developed yet, but this is starting to get towards there because it's more of a olivey green than the bright. More, you can tell that the sun is a bit deeper.
It is. It's later in the day, and it's stronger, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And it's when there's the sun gets horizontal.
There's still a breeze, but she's more. As you say, she's more falling and playing.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's still that great sense of movement.
They're all, yeah, always the movement. It's never going to be without the movement. I don't think it will work without the movement. In fact, most people that buy my pictures and buy it because of the movement, which is, it was news to me. I didn't really think about it. You know, the movement was just there, but people say that stands out, the movement stands out. And
that was Lisa and I discussing her picture In the Breeze. You can take a look at In the Breeze at our website, which is at www.townheadgallery.com. At the site you can also look at previous images we've covered and download previous episodes of the 5-Minute Artcast. The aim of the 5-Minute Artcast is to promote the work of artists and photographers from around Yorkshire and the Dales. You can find out more by visiting our website at www.townheadgallery.com. And that's all for the 5-Minute Artcast number 30. And until number 31, thank you for listening.